Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've never been one for,
cannibalism?
Being able to identify with the whole BDSM world out there with, tying up and...
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It doesn't do it for me.
You're better, Mike, because you have a boat. I'm just not good at knots.
Yeah, you have the knot range.
Yeah. So, Mike, the Red Lobster, as you know, they like to display their lobsters in a tank out front so you see what you eat. And the very sharp-eyed and quick-witted employees at Red Lobster found, Mike, what is called a calico lobster, which is like a freckled yellow and black lobster.
Looks like a leopard lobster.
It does.
You burn yourself on ovens.
It's that 900 degree temperature, Oscar, that makes the best pizza and the burnedest arms in town. We did pizzas.
The uni comes with, correct me if I'm wrong, elbow-length gloves.
Yeah, it also has a peel.
For that specific what?
It also has the peel, the huge spatula for putting the pizza in and out. I just, you know what? Sometimes you get enthusiastic when you cook and you're careless. And it's not like I've been drinking.
Right. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Sorry, I was late to the studio today. I was finishing up an article in Vanity Fair about Armie Hammer, who was, I guess, the Winklevoss dude from The Social Network. He played twins. He
most prominent role to date.
And just weird. Weird. I think that there are wealthy families in the United States of America that with tremendous wealth comes tremendous entitlement, and with tremendous entitlement comes an ability to do whatever the F you want, because you don't really worry from a young age about a lot of consequences.
Right.
And and some of these, this is one of the wealthiest families in America. And so we'll have news about other wealthy families, too, coming up in the homepage, which is loaded today. A lot of fascinating news today. But getting back to Armie Hammer, kind of a kinky dude, and I I don't trust anything ever from anyone about anyone. I don't, because just because it's out there doesn't mean it's true,
right,
or it's really happened. A lot of this stuff can be suspicious, but when you get a pattern of behavior where this person comes forward, that person, oh, by the way, Andrew Cuomo, governor of the state of New York, congratulations on weathering that storm. That's gone away, right? That's gone away. Has that gone away? I don't hear anything about it anymore.
I don't think it's gone.
It tainted him, but he survived it,
I don't feel right about it, though,
Well, I don't think he ever did the stuff that they're accusing Armie Hammer
Oh, that's two different worlds. Yeah,
that's two different worlds. But I'm just talking about sometimes when it's that deal. If you weather the storm, this I don't know, because when you have multiple women coming forward, multiple allegations,
they have DMs, they have the screenshots, they have
dark DMs,
very dark.
The darkest of all concerns,
it's like a True Blood script.
Yeah.
Cannibalism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really, really weird. And I'm like, I'm cruising through this and I'm saying, hey, the guy's, has relationship issues because his father had relationship issues and his grandfather had relationship issues.
So you're giving him all the best
money
of it.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, it's going to mess it. And then it starts to, get into, well, he liked to tie mannequins up. I'm like, okay, now we're entering in. We're sort of putting our toe in the water of the weird.
American Psycho type stuff.
And then it's this.
Don't just look at it, Armie.
Text he says, or a DM that he sent to somebody about wanting to, bang your brain and eat your ribs, and and I want a piece of your skin that you can cook for me. Weird stuff.
All of that stuff was cut out of The Lone Ranger, because that was originally part of the character.
That was one of the great film disasters of all
disaster.
Time.
Oh, disaster! Yeah,
immediate fallout, as he was slated to star in a film with Jennifer Lopez, and then boom, gone. As soon as that scandal hit.
Yeah. Done. There will be a theme running through the show today that I believe is with great fame and great power and great money comes bad behavior. And I would say, and I'm very, very grateful that my daughters have not done this, but it is a known fact when we talk about powerful people. Let's talk about actors and athletes.
All right.
In particular. That, you know, these guys don't have to do anything to get a date or pursue a woman because it's a known fact. And all you have to do is go to any Hollywood party or go to any club where there's an NFL superstar or a major movie star, and women will throw themselves.
Flock.
They will.
Yeah.
It's a fact. So with that, I would too.
Yes.
I would too.
Hi, Mr. Hammer. My name is Mike.
Well, movie stars, I've just been around a teeny, 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 tiny bit of it where I got the vibe. And I know what the vibe must be. I was in a hotel lobby sitting with... who's the lesser of the Dillon boys?
The Dillon boys. Jesus.
Oh, Kevin Dillon's
from Entourage, yeah. And a bunch of dudes. And they had that, hey, bruh, attitude. And by the way, guys in their 20s and 30s, a lot of them, you know, we say the douchebag 30s. That's a lot of guys have that attitude. But when you see this, you know, I would just say that these superstars, people that are movie stars, if you've been in a movie, you got to be wary because they get away with a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And then down the road, if you're a guy like Armie Hammer that apparently has done a lot of this, it surfaces and it gets weird. And I guess you're able to get away with this stuff to a certain extent. And then suddenly you're not. And you realize what happens. I just wonder what happens that we don't hear about. That must be something incredible.
Do you think that it's sort of a weird time we're in because they're still living in a culture of stardom in Hollywood that goes back many years. And if you go back 30, 40, 50 years,
they were
studios,
weird back then.
Yeah, but studios had the power to cover up.
Yeah,
and control the story, control the papers, all of this stuff. They had, you know, pipelines to the major columnists and stuff, and there wasn't a social media to reveal it. And now they're still that mindset, I think, of the Hollywood, you know, you can't do anything to me because I'm a star, but they can do stuff now because of social media.
Yeah, that's
what,
true.
I guess if I think of Hollywood fame and fortune and relationships, for some reason, the one that comes to mind is Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher's marriage, where in this latest book, I think that came out last year, that Demi Moore put out, she would set up threesomes to keep them interested. And like, that's just a different type. You have so many options, I imagine. I don't like, it just seems.
Yeah.
It seems like it's just so much
work. You're talking the sexual angle on this, where the ability to for the average guy out there, you know, if he's single or he's running around and he wants to get into a relationship, the average guy is like, I want to have a relationship with somebody.
Yes.
Then it tweaks up to a good looking guy, say, wants to have a relationship with a good looking person. Yeah. Then you talk about the guy that has more, the more you are able to get into these relationships without any effort and easily, you're probably bored. Yeah. You know, and there's an old adage that I will not share on the air about a guy with a beautiful woman. You know, show me a beautiful man with a beautiful woman. You know, show me a beautiful woman and I'll show you a guy that's tired of being with her. That's the gist of it. But then you're talking about celebrity, where Ashton Kutcher, his level of fame can really go out there. And by the way, when I say can get anybody he wants, no, he can't, because there are women out there with tremendous character that you know, that don't go down that road. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know that for a fact. And so I don't want to lump everybody in same group.
No. Jane Lynch famously said no to him. Okay, famously.
Always Jane Lynch.
Really. Yes.
Do you
yes.
notice how he's detached from the conversation?
Like, I don't know.
That his only,
no,
that
I'm
his
still,
only comment
I'm still
is
thinking
is
about Demi Moore setting up those threesomes. I can't even get Carrie to do the dishes.
What it is Demi Moore, it's not enough that he's beautiful, older superstar.
Yes.
She has to keep it because he's so...
Ugh. Yeah.
It's gross, really, when you think about
and
it.
And now he's married to Mila Kunis?
Yeah, not a...
Look at one. He's winning.
Yeah, he is. He's a winner.
Early investor in Uber. It all worked out for Ashton Kutcher.
She was so good in Ted. But I think that, look, it's like anything else in life. At the workplace, you go to work at the Home Depot, you've got people that are good people and people that are creepy and people that are... It's every walk of life. I just think when you get into that celebrity culture where if you're a bad guy... You can be a real bad guy. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Even if because there's the extremes of like an artist, or maybe there's a lot of people that make excuses for you. But then you look at the other side, and I know this is an extreme push, Oscar. I know, but Bill and Melinda Gates after 27 years at Splitsville.
Yeah, we'll have that in the news today, and that is true. They are, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there is not a connection there, and there is not, I wanted to save this to talk about later in the show, but I'll talk about my wife's resolution for the DermGlow skin. I'll work that into this discussion.
Okay.
This is really, I think, what tells me how I feel about somebody, where the idea that she got in touch with the magazine and they confirmed that they had made the mistake and that she was indeed the winner. The joy I felt was I just felt it didn't matter that it was her success. I felt so happy for her and so thrilled for her and so thrilled for our listening audience who supported her with that. And you're all responsible for this. And it was just a really cool thing. It's a big deal for her. And she was heartbroken when they put the name of the Pakistani company in there. But she made the right contact, and hopefully we'll see what they do. I said, as I put on my show prep, resolution for my wife, at least for now, and why don't we just stop communicating via email? The word I'm mentioning here is empathy. And what you get with, I've read enough of these profiles about people that have power and money, and they don't have that empathy chip. And you got that when you go back to Armand Hammer way back in the day, the wealthy guy, the petroleum guy. Mm-hmm. There was talk of how he didn't have that chip, that it was all fake appearances and stuff. So if you're coming from that, and then your father has a little of that, he's messed up because of it, and then he has a kid, and you're messed up because your father's messed up, and then you achieve amazing fame in Hollywood, you've got a recipe for some kinky disaster there.
True.
That's the way I would look at that.
Do you think that the lack of empathy chip is somehow replaced with the drive that makes people rise to the top?
It can be. I think people that want to be successful themselves, they do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's when you throw in the empathy chip...
Because there are famous
you
people
and I
that are
witnessed that. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
With that.
Well, I mean,
where
example
you, where
yesterday.
You just don't have any thrill of something special happening in somebody else's life, and that to me makes you a very unhappy person if you can't feel joy for other
we
people.
Saw it yesterday in a story that you had about Guy Fieri, or Fieri rather, who called on major CEOs to help other people. He had no benefit from that. He did not need to do that. But that's a guy who rose to the top and is built on empathy.
I think if you have the empathy chip and you're a superstar and you're somebody that's made a ton of money and you've done very well, you have the people with the empathy chip. You will see in many cases. Now, a lot of people do this for appearances. A lot of this is PR. I don't discount that.
Right.
But I think a lot of people that do for others and do a lot for others, when they get that level of success, they've got the empathy chip. They understand that I've been given this, I've been blessed with this, and I have to do this. And it's great. I think it's fantastic. The thing that about our show that will always stymie me is that we have a listener base that has supported us in such a way that our listeners have the empathy chip, and it goes in the other direction. Where, what I think this to me will always be a job that I love. But make no mistake, it is a job. This is what I do every day. When I get up in the morning, that's how I look at it. Is it's work. I have to go to work. That's what we all say. We all have to go to work. Mm-hmm. To have it go the other direction is great. And my mom, God rest her soul, she instilled in me the empathy chip, either via osmosis or by her example.
Example, I would think.
And you know what? I've always said that even if I'm blowing spit bubbles, when I get done doing this thing, when I don't think I can do it very effectively anymore, which I don't see an end date in, but I will tell you, the idea of maybe volunteering and going to a hospital and helping people out that are in a worse situation than that is something I would like to do.
Maybe you can go door to door and cheer up kids, the kids.
You mean just go down in like a clown outfit or something?
No.
Or maybe hide in the sewer.
No. We all float down here.
No. Who's like, the guy that, who's like the latest Pennywise? Who's the latest Pennywise?
Oh, with Bill. The,
I forgot what his name is. And he's like, he's got that weird mouth. Oh. I don't think I could watch that movie. You know what? There's a movie where CGI ruined it. Wrecked it. You didn't have to do any of that stuff. You could have just made it.
Just imagine,
you know,
it.
Yeah.
Bill, kids, Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah. Oh, the other
Skarsgård. Yeah.
So getting back to the whole Army Hammer thing and the way people behave. And we had a president that you read a lot of articles about, not able to feel any empathy for anybody.
Herbert Hoover.
That was on full display.
Right.
We saw that, and it's like, weird. You're broken. There's something incomplete that didn't connect with that. And when you get a guy like this that has this situation, I think you've got that. Will he connect with his own children? To a degree, but not in any real meaningful way because he doesn't have that chip. It's just it's weird. I think that and then throw a divorce into the mix, which makes people, I can tell you with my own personal experience, that can break you, that can make you crazy, that can make you behave crazy. And then you get this guy that goes out and does it. It was a weird article about a weird family with a lot of money. This is on the heels of reading about the royal family and everything they've done and how weird they are. And by the way, I'll just give a little tip of the hat to Vanity Fair magazine, which is just churning out amazing content.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing content where these are just not put down articles in magazines. All right. Esquire, when you're not showing the male model in four different types of plaid, you know, I mean, it would be a real good idea. You might want to dive into something.
Change it. Little content, please.
God, I mean, I don't know where they're going. They're going. Maybe they're skewing young. I think that's what it is.
Yes,
they're skewing younger than me.
Yeah.
That's what it might be.
I'm sorry that the Hammer family is having their troubles. But to be fair, the royal family, Mike, never threatened to eat Prince Philip. So they've got the advantage there.
And then they say something when he's denying it or his representatives are denying it. They'll say something like, these may have been taken out of context, or he's a kidder.
Kidder. He's a kidder.
Seriously. Yeah, we achieved the greatest level of radio fame and podcast fame that anybody can, okay?
Okay.
We're able to do whatever we want. And we're all 25 years old, or we're 29 years old.
All right.
Yeah. Are you going to send a woman a text saying you'd like to her to cut off a piece of her flesh and cook it for you? I don't think so. And by the way, when you're talking about fetishists, there is certainly no exclusivity to the celebrity world about people. There is too much out there, and people get bored, and it's weird, and it's strange, and it hurts people. I don't know. I've never been one for, you know,
cannibalism?
Being able to identify with the whole BDSM world out there with, you know, tying up and
seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
it seems it doesn't do it for me.
You're better, Mike, because you have a boat. I'm just not good at knots.
Yeah, you have the knot range.
Yeah, you do.
Look, the one thing they say, it's so funny. Did you read the article? Because it sounds like you did.
Neither one of you. You both sound like you read the article.
I heard allegations of what he did.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I heard, yeah.
Now listen, as far as carrying, one of the things they allege is that he carried around a rope and practice knots. And then I guess he was on a TV show, maybe Stephen Colbert, where he had a knot tying competition. I practice knots for boating all the time. On my porch in Maine, I have a length of rope where I'm practicing my my boating knots all the time. He was practicing knots apparently for another reason.
Sure.
For tying people up.
An effective bowline.
It's weird. I'll ask Oscar, have you ever been close to... close enough to anybody, even on radio fame, that had a little attitude.
Strike me once while we were in the middle of, you know, throes of passion. And I said, what was that? And she goes, oh, you didn't like that? And I said, No. And then later I said, hey, remember that time you punched me? And then she said, I can't believe I'm talking about
it. Was it a slap or a punch?
It was a punch.
Oh.
And I knew it wasn't violent. It was meant to be, do something to me, except for it was, it like kind of took me out of my game. Because yeah. I was like, oh, you just
yes.
struck me.
Yes. I can't wow. imagine.
And I was polite about it. And I remember she goes, oh, I'm sorry. Like, my ex-boyfriend liked me to do that to him. Well, and I was like, that's, I don't need, no, that's not my life. I don't, never
yeah.
felt
yeah.
so.
Some people yeah. like that type of stuff.
Yeah. But it was so abrupt that
same
I was
thing
like,
happened
whoa.
To you, right, Rob?
Yeah, I hit her really hard, and she said, "No more, please." No, I'm kidding. No, I've never done anything like that.
What?
He doesn't know how. He
how
doesn't.
Would you take what happened same, to me?
He's been he. You might you know the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I do.
When he's going to marry the first girl, he. That's kind of weird.
That's Rob. Yeah.
That's Rob. No, yeah. but to hear that is so off-putting.
Just for the record,
to me.
You've never struck somebody.
No,
clearly.
Of course not. Okay. Nor have no. I been struck. That whole thing, yes. it couldn't be any more off-putting to me. It's totally, I can't picture it. I can't even see the circles
that's as
overlap.
Close as I've gotten to that world. Now, you know.
You know, it's funny
if I had girlfriend
the...
say, would you think about tying me up? I mean, I'm the type of guy that's tying you up with... you know, an extension cord that you can get out of right away. Like, it's not something that,
an
that
extension
I
cord what? You can't get out of right away.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's
never
used
it.
In,
know.
Like, serial killer.
Yeah, that's some Bob Crane
stuff. How about neckties?
Stuff.
That might even
neckties. Yeah. Or something that's fuzzy, right?
Yes. Doesn't this come, in many cases, though, out of, pardon the pun, does this happen, I should say, out of boredom? As at, like you mentioned, with
yeah.
Demi Moore trying to spice up
spice
Ashton
it
Kutcher's
up. Yeah.
Where, that's kind of where it is, yeah, because it really, if you go out and you are a movie star or a professional athlete at the level where you know
yes.
that any time you set foot in a public venue, a bar, a club, anything like that, you will be able to go home with somebody and that person will be attractive. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that that too would get boring
there's
after a while?
Different degrees. I mean, I've never, if I was ever in a space like that, maybe you'd be like, hey, have you ever heard of a Nuru massage? Maybe you get somebody to do that to you, but I don't
well, that's
don't
totally,
know.
That's A-okay.
Sure.
Yeah, but then
just
I guess.
Just fine.
Just messy.
Have you ever seen that online?
Oh, yeah.
Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me too. That'd be A-okay.
I've never
with
had
me.
That done, yeah. but I was like.
Oh, I've never had that done either.
That seems
either,
like a lot of work.
Carla, get some that stuff. You're an esthetician.
Baby oil?
Oh, my God. Then you get an air mattress. Yeah,
man, you mess up anyway, the sheets though. So much, work afterwards.
Well, you will get some with a low thread count. You can throw away. That's what you get.
You get the air mattress. You get the air. Of course, no, it wouldn't work for me. Just too much body mass. Yeah, I'd
we're
be sliding
need more
all over
oil.
The place. Right. You get it. You have to get an inexpensive sheet that you can throw away.
The last we
because
saw
if you
him,
use
Oscar,
just the plastic, was... like the air mattress looks like a pool float. You know, my ass is falling on the carpet when that happens. You know, that'd be like yeah, slip, thump.
You
I
might
want to
rent
anymore.
Out of space.
Right. You know, it's funny you brought that up, that particular kind of like complete coverage in
yeah.
yes. slippery solution.
Mm.
That, yeah, I'm here to tell you that may be on my list with Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh, that's sweet.
That would be nice.
I think that would be pretty exciting.
Mm.
That would be very, very exciting. But I digress. I think that, look, everybody has their different things they want to keep it spicy and do that. I'm talking about, the single guy, the divorced guy mm-hmm. that's out there and is the superstar. It lends itself, if you happen to not have an empathy chip, to some pretty despicable behavior. And I would tell that men and women should be wary of that. People with wealth, people with power, people that may be inclined to behave badly because of those things. If you see any signs, run for the hills. That's what I would say after reading
valid.
This
I think that's
article
valid.
After the
Army
continental
Hammer.
Breakfast at the Four Seasons. After.
No, because the problems can occur the night
before.
But
they're probably sweet at the beginning. You know?
Well, it's I swear to God, like you read the article. This is like you read the article.
I've read a lot about Army Hammer, so I know what's going on.
This guy's playbook was I love you. This guy's playbook was vulnerability,
He pretended to be vulnerable?
This is how horrible my life's been. This is how screwed up my family is. Okay. This is what I'm going through right now. Then I love you, love you, love you. And then phase three was the manipulation to do weird things that made, in one case, one particular lady sick to her stomach.
You touch your toes. She felt that horrible. My toes.
Don't just look at it. All right, it was strange, but it got me thinking about all this stuff. It got me thinking about my family and how I want my son to behave, who's a good looking kid and has people gravitate to him already because he's a very, very sociable little guy. I don't even want to mention what he was reading. Last night. Carla maybe got
was
it
he
wrong
reading Vanity Fair too?
We put him down super early last night, about 7 o'clock. And he's got his tank book that I think you gave him, Rob,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got his tank. He was reading his tank
Glad
book.
That he likes it. That's awesome.
And I said, is he asleep? And Carla says, no. I said, I knew it. I knew we put him down too early. He said, Carla said, he's reading his tank book with a German accent. And,
no!
So. I'd like to be put down at 7 p.m. That sounds glorious.
You know what? There are times that I don't know if he was ready for it. We hang out. My job, the way we divide the tasks up in the O'Mara household is I'm responsible for bedtime during the week. Carla is responsible on the weekend. Good play by me, if you ask me. And
are you responsible for everybody's bedtime?
Only my own. Okay. After Michael. So that involves he has allergy medicine, he brushes his teeth,
right.
He goes pee, and then he gets in his jammies and goes into bed. And we have been taking it so that for a while it was I read to him every night. Then he was reading to me. Now we hang. We just chat. We have a talk. I lie down on his bed. He puts his head right on my shoulder, and we have a conversation about – like, for example, last night when we lay down in bed, he said, so, Dad, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about tonight? I said, I want to talk about the fact that you got straight A's again, that you got a straight A and that you are going to second grade. I think that's pretty special. Awesome. I think congratulations on that. I'm really, really happy. I didn't know that a half hour later, Carla was going to come out from the bedroom and say he's reading a tank book and he's speaking with a German accent. You don't know. You always don't. How did you get that cut on your arm, Rob? Speaking of kinky things right there. How'd you do that?
I don't know.
It's like a gash of gas.
No, you know what it is? It's a burn from the uni oven.
You burn yourself in the oven.
We love burning yourself on ovens.
It's that 900 degree temperature, Oscar, that makes the best pizza and the burnedest arms in town.
Yeah, but you could always cover your surface area. You talk about the uni? Area.
Yeah, we had
burned yourself on the uni?
We did pizzas.
The uni comes with, correct me if I'm wrong, shoulder length, elbow length gloves.
Yeah, it also has a peel.
For that specific, what?
It also has the peel, the huge spatula for putting the pizza in and out. I just, you know what? Sometimes you get enthusiastic when you cook and you're careless. And it's not like I've been drinking.
Right. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. You have to be more careful.
Yeah, so.
But it's
not
anyway.
Like a fruitcake burn. Certainly not. This is just an isolated incident.
Well, I just finished the Army Hammer profile in Vanity Fair, and I'm on to the royal family because there's a massive profile of the split between Harry and William.
With Hammer, several girls came forward. Was his playbook consistent with each girl?
It sounds like there may have been a pattern of the
vulnerability,
really revealing intimate things, which I guess gets people excited. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on just a second. Oh.
He's allergic to cannibalism, Oscar.
Oh, my God. It's going to happen.
Oh, a double? This never happens.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Allergies?
Well, if I hadn't been fully vaccinated, I'd say, swab me, Ethel.
Don't look, Ethel.
Allergies?
So the playbook is that he is vulnerable with the revelations. And then there's the I love you, and then the manipulation for kinky time. And there were patterns of behavior with the father and with the grandfather and with other family. It's been a weird family forever. You know, I don't do sweeping generalizations for anybody, for any group of people.
Right.
I'm not saying rich people. There are rich families that have had their act together. But there's a lot of potential for things going wrong when, you know, kids get all the money in the world and don't have to do anything for it. You know,
I think the the majority, at least for what I know, is that if you're working paycheck to paycheck, or maybe just you're one paycheck away, as Mike always says, that we're two bad beats away from our life changing forever.
Yeah. Living in a refrigerator box.
I think, look, if that's all you know, then you don't have time for all that other BS.
Shenanigans, as you like to call it.
Yes, yeah. You just don't have time for
all the other shenanigans. That's right.
No.
By the way, one of my favorite words that Oscar uses around the office, shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Don't have time for that shenanigans.
Yes.
Okay. And every
it just
year,
seems 20- like so much work. So much work.
Yeah,
you know,
well, they're bored.
And
they're
then
bored.
You gotta whether you're a guy or a girl, you gotta figure out, like, can they keep a secret? And I'm not talking about your general, like, I'm dating this girl, or
right.
You know, this is something that we're doing on right. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this world of, like, DMs and like three or four different girlfriends and or boyfriends, and you're just like,
and
I hope
send me your finger. That's not okay.
Or like the multiple texts. Cool, yeah. Like, I even when I was younger, one of the guys I knew was like dating like six girls at one time. I was like, what are you doing? This seems terrible. Like, there's no time for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shenanigans.
Right? And that man was Eric Bickle. All right. Thank you very much. He's the biggest family man in the world. I love pictures of his family. Anyway, I love all those junkies. Might have been another one, but pick your favorite junkie.
I couldn't possibly.
Wasn't a choice. All right, very good. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Big fat one today. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and warn your daughters.
No, I didn't come here to preach to you today. You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sake.
There is no God.
I guess I'd have to say Jesus. Who better than Christ?
Praise be to He.
We're crucifying someone tonight?
If loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Daddy, you just threw Jesus across the room.
Brothers and sisters, it's the Reverend Twitch here preaching the truth. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your salvation of laughs. An extra uncensored show that delivers heavenly hilarity each and every week. Get a bonus show subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com and always remember
how you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to
Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Twitch.
Reverend Twitch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you.
Yes.
Freshly can work for any dietary need, preference, taste, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal, $6.16. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and they're ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Oscar loves Freshly. You'll love Freshly.
Yes,
love it.
Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, the show has a bit of a theme today with relationships and the way people behave. First, it was Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos, and now Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced after 27 years of marriage. This was a shocker. This was a bit of a surprise. They issued a statement saying, quote, "We no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives." They added that they will continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which helps people all over the world to, quote, "lead healthy, productive lives." The charity was founded in 2000 and is now worth over $40 billion. It's amazing when you think about that. Mm-hmm. For charitable causes. Mm. That's doing an amazing amount of good in the world. Bill and Melinda got married in Hawaii on January 1st, 1994. He's 65. She's 56. They have three kids, a 21-year-old son, and two daughters, ages 18 and 25. Sounds like one of those where they're out of the house. It's time to do something. Sometimes also, people wait for that.
You see that happen,
yeah. She never forgave him for Windows Vista.
Me neither.
Well, it's always sad. It's always sad. Been there. My heart goes out to them.
But is it that sad? I mean, come on.
It's not.
They're going to split $146 billion.
And also, this opens the door for a new reality show called The Swinging Gates.
Bill, how about Bill Picks?
I like that, yes.
Call it now, each one of you. Who's going to come out first with their new relationship?
You know, he's 65, but he looks like he's 85. Does he not? He looks like an older dude.
A hot 85.
Would you like to know his worth? Bill's worth is around $137 billion. Dollars.
Wow.
They never had a prenup, but Belinda's divorce settlement petition. Belinda's divorce petition says they've already come to a separation agreement. Not hard to do when you're playing with those numbers.
Yeah.
He will announce his first his relationship first.
And I know who it's going to be.
Who?
Queen Elizabeth, recently single.
Oh, God, you're gross. That is horrible.
The rich find each other, Mike.
Yes, they do. The pandemic has been going on so long that you may have forgotten that Pink and her then 3-year-old son, Jameson, tested positive for COVID early on, 14 months ago. I remember this.
Yeah, I do too.
I remember when she was one of the first big celebrities that did this. They had it bad. Mm. In fact, Pink was getting her affairs in order. I did not know this part.
Wow.
She says, quote, "It was really, really bad." This is for all the people, by the way, that are thinking about not getting vaxxed, okay? Mm. Listen to this. By the way, still people, last time I checked, getting it and dying all over the United States.
I was
on
a call yesterday on an interview. I mean, we're just FYI, we're hiring roughly 3 new positions at Podcast Village. All on ZipRecruiter. Feel free to find them or on LinkedIn. But
and we'll miss you, Pony.
And one of the people we were interviewing, which is a young person, they were just getting over COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and be aware. I mean, you can, you know, this is not something, no matter what the age, you never know. Mm. She says, "It was really, really bad. I rewrote my will at the point where I thought it was over for us. I called my best friend and I said, I just need to tell my daughter Willow how much I loved her." She adds, quote, "As a parent, you think, what am I leaving for my kid? What do I need to tell them if this is the last time I get to tell them anything?" So she had it in a really, really bad way. And share that with people if you want to make sure they get vaccinated. Yeah. I'm still getting worried about that. I'm worried about that when you see India every night. I worry about the fact that we have, you got to smite this thing. You got to pound it into oblivion.
Yep.
That's what we have to do. Related to all the stuff I was talking about, Deshaun Watson. Mm. He's the Houston Texans quarterback. Who knows whether he'll even enjoy play another again. Play with them. First, Deshaun Watson demanded a trade. Then there was a string of 22 sexual assault allegations made against him, which resulted in him losing multiple sponsorships, including Nike, Beats by Dr. Dre, and Reliant Energy. Reliant, interestingly, is the parent company, NRG Energy, that has the naming rights to the Texans stadium.
I've been to it,
Then just a few days ago, the Texans used their first pick in the NFL draft to take another quarterback. Now, a local shop in Houston is selling Watson's jerseys for 50% off, and maybe they should be even cheaper because nothing is pointing to this ship being righted anytime soon. For what it's worth, Watson and his legal team have been adamant that they can defeat all 22 cases against him.
So the allegations are that he would invite a masseuse over to his house, and then it's the old, "Hey, what about... get my inner thigh," and then it turns into either them engaging sexual against. Like, it's just it's inappropriate. Especially
there are.
Does it appear that he has a game plan too? As a system,
he might try some sort of bulk settlement. But his people say he will fight every one of them in court. That won't happen.
Too many people.
When you've got the multiples like that.
But he's got the support of Robert Kraft, Mike.
That's very good.
Robert Kraft, thank you.
It's time to do something you maybe didn't do last year or the year before or ever. But yes, they claim it's important as we head into the middle of spring. Now is a good time to reverse the direction of the 747 that's on my front lawn right now that you can hear. In the bath background, yes. Can you? Let me turn that up. Let me see if you can hear that.
Let me kill this music.
Oh, wow. Coming in for landing.
Yeah. This is London. Jets are flying above.
Mike, the good news is they're now boarding to Zone 5.
Thank you. Wow. It's a good time, I didn't know this, to reverse the direction of your ceiling fans.
Oh, this is smart. You know, not enough people do this.
Yeah.
Not enough people do this.
Mm-hmm. The blades are tilted at an angle for a reason. They should spin clockwise in the winter to pull colder air up from the floor. That way it mixes with the warm air near the ceiling, keeps you warmer. In spring and summer, they should spin counterclockwise to push the air down so it blows on you and keeps you cool. Down where I live, we keep it counterclockwise all year long.
Oh, I think so.
If you've never changed them before, are you leaving it on idle in my front yard, for the love of God? They can't hear me or see me. I just do that to vent.
Yes. Maybe he's catching a drink or having
my front yard doesn't. It's literally, it's three blades of grass.
That's what it is.
The entire neighborhood. As the grass cut by one company. That's the way it works in one of my planned communities. If you've ever changed them before, that's what you should switch. There's a black switch on the side of the fan that changes the direction. Just clean the blades first because they're probably covered in dust. If you've never changed them over for the winter, congratulations, you're already done. So that's
I like
that.
It. Sorry, and also dust your blades when you get a chance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's a very good. I'm running out of time because I yelled at the guy doing
You're like Jack Bauer.
Just a guy out making his living, you know?
I'm trying to do a show in here.
Today, this is a great story for my friend Linda Herr and all the other wonderful educators out there. Today is National Teacher's Day.
Mm. I'm a teacher.
And here are a few stats about teachers for you. This should be an eye-opener to everybody. And Linda, you deserve everything you get from people because you're wonderful. The average teacher works 10 hours a day and 52 hours a week. 92.4% of teachers spend their own money on things for their classroom or their students. Their own money. And 20% of public school teachers have a second job outside of teaching.
Mm.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right, and it should be changed, and I wish it was.
Not everybody can go on OnlyFans, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
It's frustrating. Hey, Rob, anything you'd like to say? Yeah, the man that lived in his kid's middle school, and you're just sitting there saying nothing.
Well, I thought you were going
to reply. It doesn't always have to be a Shecky line when you're sitting on your hand.
This very week, Carrie, you know, teaches special needs kids. And this very week, she bought bottled water to bring in because the parents are not sending their kids to school with water. And
I'm glad I motivated him to say that. Yes. I'm really glad I did. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for putting me in the right direction.
That's great.
And I see the teachers that Carrie works with. I see the teachers that Carrie works with, and it all bears out what you say, Mike. They're working long hours and getting it done.
The last place I have you is right here, you know. It's the last bastion. Right here I got you. I need every inch of you right here. It's the only place I won't let you slack, okay? Just need you here every day, every second, every minute. Thank you. And now a little something. A Starbucks barista named Josie, who works in Van Nuys, California, tweeted a picture of a customer and their order on Saturday. This blew me away. Hmm. I don't have the picture to show you, but it is available online because it went viral. The customer's name is Edward.
Yes.
Edward ordered a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. We had a Starbucks in the bottom of our building
for a long time.
With 13 modifications. By the way, 13 modifications. Is the thing still down there?
There's a new independent
a crêperie,
French cafe.
It's a crêperie.
Yeah,
but,
so.
But my wife orders 5 modifications, and a piece of me dies every time she puts it into the app because I'm like, these poor people.
Yes.
These poor people. They just want to get in and out.
They do.
The person tweeted, you know, this is why I'm quitting my job. 13 modifications. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So he orders the, first of all, the ridiculous drink, caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. And then he says, include 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip. Is that whipped cream?
Yes.
Yes.
Extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 extra pumps of caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, and exactly 7 frappuccino chips.
The tweet
went viral. It blew up so much that the name Edward was trending on Twitter yesterday. Edward had no comment because he was in a diabetic coma.
It's got to be an expensive drink as well.
Is there any room for coffee after all that?
I think it's just pure sugar. It's a sugar bomb is what it is. I get guilty when I say soy milk and an extra stevia.
Yeah. That's terrible. Right. I'm like, I'm so sorry for putting you out.
Edward. We will take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello there. I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me describe my personal hygiene room.
Okay.
I have my own little bathroom where I have all my stuff. And then there's a closet that I share with my beautiful bride. And we share this, and I'm comforted because now I have my backup Harry's products.
Oh, good.
Have my backup shave cream that I have, the shave gel that I love so bad. I have my backup body wash. I have my backup razors. I have my backup everything because I love Harry's. In my bathroom right now, I have not one, not two. I have 3 flavors of body wash that I'm using, and I also have my beautiful Harry's razor that I've had for a while. It's got a great ergonomic handle on it. And I have a little suction cup that sticks to the bathroom shower wall. And I put it on there. And it's fantastic. And it's Harry's. And the lubricating strip that I adjust just so to give me a perfect, fantastic shave. Maybe that's not what they want me to talk about. But I like to gush about Harry's occasionally. You shouldn't have to choose between a shave and a fair price. A great shave with Harry's includes a great price as well. They give you award-winning blades. Factory direct prices, still as low as $2 a refill. And for a limited time, listen to this. If you want to jump on the Harry's bandwagon, they are offering their starter set plus a free travel-size body wash at harrys.com/TMOS. That's what you want to do. harrys.com/TMOS. They're a young brand, but they've embraced centuries of blade-making tradition. They bought a German razor blade factory that's been making blades for over 100 years, and they've got that fabulous Gothic arch.
Yes.
That's a blade-making terminology. Anyway, if you care about that thing, but I care about the fact that it's great. Quality of their blades, 100% money-back guaranteed for a limited time. Harry's, remember that name. They've made their exclusive offer even better for our listeners. New customers get a special offer and a Harry's starter set and body wash at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the 5-blade razor, weighted Truman handle, foaming shave gel, travel blade cover, and a travel-size body wash. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer today. Are you using Photograph in the background there?
I am. That's new music this week.
I love that song. It was on my original audition tape back in
back in the 1970s.
It's the one song I want played at my funeral, as a matter of fact.
All right, let's talk about Manassas news.
Yes, please, Mike. This is good.
Do you really want it played at your funeral?
Yeah, because if you think about it, it is so... It's an emotional backstory, but when I was going through all the stuff with Robert, with the first week of his diagnosis of leukemia many years ago, I held it together pretty well. And we were trading off, Carrie and I were trading off who was sleeping with him overnight at the hospital. And the night that I got to go home, I put on a concert DVD. It was the concert for George Harrison, when George Harrison had passed away. And Ringo sang that song, and playing in the band was George Harrison's son, Danny. And he looked so much like George Harrison. And right. Everything converged on me is that, you know, possibility of death, relationship with your father and your son.
Oh, my son.
And
God.
I started crying so hard
my God.
That the only thing that brought me out of the crying was I heard myself wailing so loud that I made myself laugh. I said, "You sound like an idiot right now. Get it together." But that was
By yourself in the car.
I was at home in the watching TV. I just put this concert DVD on, and it was. It's the kind of thing. There was so much on my shoulders that week, that because we were, you know, we were doing the show together, and I got the call, and I left. That's the only time I've ever left a broadcast. Went and found that out, and tried to hold it together for the family. And that one night
was right after Don's tragically been killed.
It was actually on the way home from Frieda's funeral. We got a call with Robert's first symptom. We were in the car.
Jesus Christ.
Unreal.
And so I didn't expect to go this direction with the song, but
that was a dark time for many of us associated with the show, where we had gone through this, and nobody suffered more than Don during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after, it seemed like it was the blink of an eye. I got the call from, I think it was Beth Ann that called me. And were we working with her?
What happened is you and I were doing the afternoon show at that time because Don was, of course, taking some time. And I think it was the Wednesday of that week.
Wednesday evening.
I was pulled off the air because Carrie called the producer's room and said, "Rob needs to come to the hospital right now." And we had then that night is when we got the information. Mm-hmm. But it was.
And all I know is I spent a day. I'm not proud of this, the bad way to compensate. But they said I killed the better part of a bottle of Irish whiskey sitting at my bar at the time, because it was just pretty overwhelming. In my case, it was feeling that weight of the world. With all of a sudden the world blew up. As we knew it, but it was difficult. And let me try to punch our way
now,
out of this.
Rob, do you want the LP, or do you want do you want a record player to play it? What would you like?
Anything would be fine, just so long as I think normally it's a digital system. If I die in the near future, most churches are digital systems, so it should be fine.
Or somebody with an acoustic guitar. I
want the recording.
All I want is a photograph. Bar was in Manassas.
It was.
And you have a Manassas story.
I was living in a devil town.
Cheers.
Didn't know it was a
devil. Do you miss it, Mike?
Town.
It's a great city.
Oh, Carla does.
Why?
Carla misses our home. She loved our house.
That was a beautiful house,
She loved our house.
The most confident town in America, right? Manassas?
The most confident town. They think they're... that's the motto when you actually drive into the town. It says, "Manassas, we think we're better than we are."
And there's so many great things about the town. If you need a used tire, great place to be.
Yes. Absolutely.
If you want a prescription filled, great place to be.
You'll be able to get them. I think, last time I checked, almost every fast food brand can think of outside of the West Coasters are there. They don't have a Sonic.
They have a Checkers there, though.
They have a Checkers. The Checkers might have gone out of business.
And then a few independent places, too. I know that they just lost Klein's, but they have that other ice cream place that you like so bad.
Klein's is gone.
Klein's is gone. Yeah, sorry,
that's
buddy.
Sad.
Yeah,
such a great location.
Beautiful.
Anyway,
it was up on a hill, as I recall. You could see the whole
but
town.
But a very dangerous hill. Right off of Route 28.
Yeah, easy to leave that parking lot, isn't it? All you have to do is be going 45 miles an hour as you leave
very,
Klein's.
Very dangerous.
Well, Mike,
very.
I'm glad you brought up restaurants, because today's Manassas highlight involves great cuisine. And I think a lot of people, when they think of great restaurants, they think of Manassas. And that's why all eyes are on the Red Lobster. Have you ever dined at the Red Lobster in Manassas?
I have.
Yes. And you know that tank?
Not multiple times, but I have.
Just enough to know?
Just enough to get me by.
So, you know, when you come in, what do you see is that tank of lobsters, right?
Yes. Well, yeah. I'll go with that. I don't remember it.
I've never been to a Red Lobster. This is interesting.
They love showing off the lobsters.
You are missing absolutely nothing.
Well, okay. Just so you know, it's Mac's favorite restaurant.
Can I say thank you to Wanda Farmer?
Oh, why?
Wanda Farmer, I think Carla said it was Wanda Farmer, who sent us lobster rolls. God bless you, Wanda Farmer.
So sweet.
Sent us lobster rolls from Gold Belly.
Keep sending
a lot
them
of money
to Mike.
Wanda.
Don't send anything to us.
Wanda, they were spectacular. Absolutely
sweet.
So where does Gold Belly source their lobster rolls? Was it from Maine?
There are multiple locations.
Oh, it's great.
Well, lobster's big on Gold Belly because it's expensive.
Gold Belly. So, Mike, the Red Lobster, as you know, they like to display their lobsters in a tank out front so you see what you eat. And the very sharp-eyed and quick-witted employees at Red Lobster found, Mike, what is called a calico lobster. A calico lobster came in their in their main delivery, which is like a freckled yellow and black lobster.
Looks like a leopard. Leopard lobster.
It does. Mike, it's a 1 in 30 million lobster chance of happening.
I'm moving back.
And luckily, Mike, they spotted it and they did not cook it. They did not cook it. They shipped it to a museum in Virginia where it will live, and they've named it Freckles.
Aww. Where? What did they mention the museum?
Yes.
What's the museum called?
It's called the Virginia Living Museum.
Oh, wow. That's
exciting. It's going to the lobster display.
Is that in like Richmond or
something? It is in Richmond, I believe.
Of course it's in Richmond.
Mike, Fox News has obtained a statement from Red Lobster Corporate. Big Lobster. Good. It says, calico-colored lobsters like Freckles are so rare, it was almost unbelievable that we received one! !
Oh, that's exciting. Then below that was the quote from the manager of the local Red Lobster who said, this makes up for the Confederate reenactor that peed in the tank 10 years ago.
So, Mike, I just wanted you to know that things are happening in Manassas.
Oh, that's a fabulous
You missed
place.
Out. Yeah, you missed out.
You left at the wrong time. Freckles.
That is a fabulous point. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk TV because we love TV.
Good.
And what the hell else is there to do in a pandemic, all right? When we come back, we all got a little TV to talk about on the Mike O'Bara Show. Enjoy your speckled lobster, everyone.
Drainage, Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOA Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOmeraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
It's a weird one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but for the past year or so, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority, but feeling sloppy eventually gets old, and no one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in your old sweats. It's a pants-demic.
Bye.
And the only cure is Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans because they look good.
Yes.
And Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. You can live in this stuff. I want you to take advantage. They're fantastic. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Listen to this. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off.
I love these pants.
Great.
Oscar loves his pants.
I have no less than six pairs. Like,
six
that's how
pairs
much I love
public
them. And they sent us one. I bought five on my own.
That's right.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we all love our sponsors on this show.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it would be safe to say that Public Rec for Oscar are the features for Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Yeah,
and,
fair enough.
We appreciate all of our wonderful advertisers. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. TV, very happy to hear that Oscar is on the Mayor of Easttown bandwagon, because that is the show that, you know, we all DVR everything.
Sure.
That's a show that hits late on Sunday night, and I watch it on Monday night. Still depressing. Still fun.
But you can catch up on the HBO streaming service, right? If you're late to the potty.
Yes.
You can catch up on the streaming service. What you can't do, HBO, is you can't binge.
Yeah. I need to find out who killed that young lady.
You pay attention to the business of television.
I
desperately, especially limited edition series, I desperately want all of my cake, and I want to eat it in one sitting.
Yeah, but you know what? It worked so well, and it caused such a to-do when they did The Undoing that way. I think they're going to continue doing those.
Disney Plus ruined it for all of us, because they came out swinging, saying, we're going to give you one a week until they all come out, and you're going to like it. And we liked it, and we tolerated it, and now everybody's like,
the bottom line would be a show is great. Wait till the run's over, and then you can binge
You can, but unless you want to be, you know, just perusing innocently on any social media website that you are diving into, and then you get a spoiler. So I feel like
we got spoiled quick, because I think the first show that allowed us to do that was House of Cards. And it wasn't that long
ago.
Seems
to be the one that I remember being the original.
Because when they said all the episodes are up, and I'm like, Huzzos is a wah? Wah?
Yeah.
There's still enough out there, though, right now. Think about that is consumable all at once.
Yeah.
And then we have shows like this and what's on Disney Plus and HBO Max that you have to wait till the run is out in order to binge them. Mike, I was able to watch The Mayor of Easttown 3 episodes in a row. Because I was catching up.
No, because you did, because you watched it last night.
If I had to wait from week to week to week, I would be frustrated.
It's tough because the show, because they're great at their endings, where it's just like, oh, no. Every week it's the same thing. No, that didn't happen. I will tell
you
something.
Slow motion, no, Mike. No.
No.
Kate Winslet, who, arguably an amazingly talented actress.
Oh, great.
But really shining in this, because the characters that she plays is so depressing and so despicable that it might come across with a lesser actress as a one-note performance.
You hate her.
She is so good at it. She is so good that you forget that you're looking at a person who's just always in a foul mood. Mm-hmm. She does it in such a way that she gives you hints that there are these subtle hints that there might be a human being in there, but then she blows it again. It's really spectacular. I love the show. All the characters are really good. I'm trying to think of the actress that plays her mother in this. She's another stellar actress, and I was trying to pull it with my wife last night, and she's been in lots of stuff. Been around television for a very, very long time. Hopefully,
I got
we'll
the
get
IMDb up. Hold on a sec here.
And while he brings it up, Mike, if you are way into Kate Winslet, also an HBO project she did about 10 years ago. Did you ever see her miniseries?
Jean Smart.
Oh, she's
Jean Smart plays
she's
the
great.
Mother.
She's great.
Phenomenal. Yeah. So what were you saying?
Did you watch Kate Winslet's miniseries of Mildred Pierce that HBO did about 10 years ago?
Yeah,
she's great in that too. And that was a really remarkable production, because it was based on I was familiar with a much older movie, but the movie was based on a book that stuff they couldn't make in the old movie regarding adultery and stuff. And the modern take is actually a much better film. And that you can stream that on HBO as well. Recommended.
Well, check it out.
Who do you think did it, Mike? Who do you think did it? No spoilers.
Well, the obvious one was revealed in
I think it's too
episode
obvious. 3.
It's too obvious also.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't get any more obvious than the do you watch previews of Coming Attractions?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
On that show, did you see the preview where he goes to the back of his car and he
Okay. Yeah.
No, too obvious.
Too obvious.
Way
too obvious.
But
I wanted it to
That's
be...
what we said about The Undoing though, Mike.
I wanted it to be the husband.
True.
He looked like a creep.
Yeah, I want. I'd like to be the husband too. We're on the same page with that one. Before we get to Rob, because Rob wants to talk about the CNN series, which I want to watch also.
Yeah,
another pick to click. I think I'll get back on the Handmaid's train again. Since my cousin's in that show, but
new season, kinda,
yeah. But you got to navigate Hulu. Good luck.
Yeah, Hulu is. Oh, and look, no disrespect to our good friend Duff, but you know, I popped onto the Discovery Plus.
Yeah,
dudes, get your act together. Oh, the platform. Please.
Rushed to market. They need an upgrade.
Oh yeah. My God,
the show is great,
guys,
though. The show is great.
Yes, I couldn't get it.
You couldn't find it?
Oh, no.
I found it. I got an app right on my television. Just clicking on the app and going.
Oh, no.
Very, very frustrating. All right. Rob, you wanted to talk about the late night documentary.
Yeah, so it started Sunday night with episode one, and I DVR'd it. It's called The History of Late Night. It's a 6-part miniseries. And the thing that really had me from the word go is there are clips I've never seen before. And I've watched a lot of stuff about The Tonight Show and Letterman and all that, all those things. And they've got the greatest clip library I've ever seen. And a discovery I made is that last night I was able to watch my DVR of episode one. And for some reason, I was able to stream episode three, episode two, not yet. So if you poke around on the streaming services, you might be able to find at least a couple episodes. I found out something. I always knew about Jack Parr as one of the hosts of The Tonight Show that predated Johnny, but I didn't know a lot about him. And it turns out
he was a dark guy.
But you know what? The style of his show is as close to what we do as any television show that I've ever seen. He would come in and just tell stories. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was a celebrity angle, and he had his guests, but he wasn't stunt driven like Steve Allen. He wasn't really monologue driven like Johnny. He was a storyteller. And I saw a lot of, not necessarily the darkness, but the style of broadcast. I see a lot of overlap with the way you do this show. And it was really fascinating.
I take
watch.
That as a compliment, because Jack Parr, to me, when you go, if you do a deep dive, YouTube, you can find Jack Parr. Just there was a level of sophistication that he had.
That's the word right there.
That, you know, Steve Allen came in and, you know, it was brilliantly funny, but those days, that ship has sailed. And, you know, I think if you go Jack Parr and then you get Jimmy Fallon, you've gone full circle. I think you really have gone full circle to a sophisticated, brilliant guy, great conversationalist.
Wonderful.
Hey, let's play with sticks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
but
full
it is
circle,
so highly recommended as anyone that enjoys any sort of talk radio or talk shows on television to watch the maturation of the format. It's so well done. And I can't wait for episode two, because episode two is going to really focus about the rise of Johnny. Episode one took us sort of up to Johnny Carson and the history and the backstory. But it's, CNN, when they use their powers for something that is entertainment-based, it's striking because they do such a fine job.
Look forward to that. It's The History of Late Night. It's on CNN. And the last thing Oscar wanted to talk about today was I watched this over the break. It is so good. I think we might have mentioned it briefly, but Bob Odenkirk as an action star. I don't even know what the name of the movie is, but it is fantastic.
It's really
amazing.
So just a quick note. During the break, you know, Mike will probably post the most of all of us here or there if something comes out. But Bob Odenkirk as an action star was something I never processed in my life, because every character he's played of note has always been, you know, this squirmy character that's trying to get out of something. And he's not physical at all. Like, he usually has to hire people to do things for him.
The movie is called Nobody, is it not?
Yes,
it's Nobody.
Yeah.
And it is just and by the way, the lead up to this from the PR standpoint, when they're letting you know about what he went through and how he transformed
his body.
How he transformed. They set it up really nicely that, hey, the Better Call Saul guy is going to do an action movie. And it's a very simple revenge plot.
Sure.
But boy, it sings. It's so special.
Just
it
when you
really
think it's over the top, it gets more over the top.
Oh, they keep going. They double down.
And it is, it may not be for the, if your significant other does not like action films, they're going to hate this.
Or violence.
If you, or violence. But if you like a body count and... just creative count. Ways for people to die on screen.
Oh my!
This guy has it. He has it.
The triple headshot's always very.
Oh my god!
Oh boy!
It's great.
Very very cool.
Great.
And he pulls it off. He just put because he's such a great natural actor. He's a better actor than he was a stand-up, and he is a fantastic actor. And I hope he's around for a long, long time. This is why I'm so happy for this guy, because he found his success with this great television series, and he refused to be typecast, and he dives into something that is totally in the other direction. Mm-hmm. It is a tremendous risk for a guy.
Oh, and it's and not the first time he's done it either, because remember, his first television break was Mr. Show, which was a sketch comedy show.
Yeah,
and then he, you know, he's noted as a writer, but then he does the Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul thing, which is brilliant. And now he does this as another turn. He's just
fun.
Great guy.
And I just hope we have I hope he has a lot more to give, because when you see a guy like this,
there's got to be a sequel.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you know, these guys that are phenomenal actors, Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, who plays a heavy in his latest effort as a mobster.
Yeah,
I just they're so great at it. They're just it's just they're just great actors are great actors, and they can do almost anything. Yeah. I love that. It's awesome. It really
it's wonderful. So, now, Mortal Kombat should have been better in my eyes. Like, I'm a fan.
Well, you're never going to accuse me of going to that one. That's not the I say it like I walked into a theater and decided not to go see more. You watched Mortal Kombat.
Well, it's on. It's the great part. I guess one silver lining, God, if there are any in this pandemic, is that you get these movies that you were supposed to go and pay, and I would have paid to see Mortal Kombat in the theater. I would have.
Right.
But it's there waiting for me. Right,
you should
there.
Send them a check anyway, Oscar.
So I was like, and I didn't
double
have to pay.
The fun if you got the wife who wants to sit on, you know, sit her ass down and watch it next to you. You know, it's a you'd pay more if you went to a real theater.
It's
the video game. I didn't realize this, but my wife played it. It was something that she played with her brothers on a regular basis, so she knew more of the characters than I necessarily did. So I was like, she's gonna like this.
Hey, you know what's great, Mike, is that it's a movie based on a video game, and she knew the characters.
Yeah.
The characters.
And it just, I don't know, maybe there was too much hype on my Facebook thread. But
so you're panning it?
Yeah, it's a pan.
It should have been, I mean, look, it's worth, if you're watching it in the background, fine. But if you're going to sit down and you're going to feel like it's going to take you to the next level of life, don't do it.
Did
don't
Shannon feel that the traits were true to the characters?
Shannon humored me, because as soon as I looked over halfway through, she's on her phone.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just looking it up on Rotten Tomatoes, just for the that's a good.
What's the score?
Audience score is 86% on this. You should be proud of yourself, Oscar.
Thank you.
Usually, when you find these type of movies, you get a pretty significant differential between the critics, and the critics are rating this a 54%.
Not terrible.
Let's pop in with a let's see. Okay. Another paltry reminder that Hollywood has abandoned the sincere pleasure action films provide, pointing a camera at a person in motion to showcase their beauty and savagery. That's somebody slamming the movie.
As a matter of fact, that's actually on the poster. That's one of the softer ones.
another soft one, but pointed. Within the movie itself, it feels like there is comparably little at stake.
That's good writing.
You think? Thank you. That's it. So there we are. Those are picks and clicks.
Yes.
Picks and pans.
Oh, I thought we were calling this segment kudos and brickbats.
Kudos and brickbats. Yeah. Why don't you have a bunch of cocktails and come up with a name where we can all do our little stuff
all right,
at one time?
I shall. Yeah.
We're all watching different stuff. We'll do it once every 8 months. We'll be right back.
This is Trip Affleck from Austin, Texas.
Say what?
Who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love? You damn right. The men want to be like him and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around. Man, this cat Trip is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Trip Affleck. When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Trip Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
Thank you. Oh, boys have been smoking a little extra. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to welcome a new sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show, Made For. If you've ever felt frustrated with setting goals that you don't achieve. It might be because you're looking for a shortcut. Made For believes it's time to ditch the quick fixes and start playing the long game. Made For is a better way to create new habits that benefit your body and mind. Each month, you receive a kit with a 21-day challenge with one small daily action that you easily integrate into your normal routine. It's all real life, no apps, screens, or devices required. These simple tasks shift your mindset and behavior slowly over time so you actually stick to your new habits long term. Made For uses neuroscience and positive psychology to support positive habits around gratitude, mental clarity, movement, and much more. It's only 10 months, and you do it once.
Once.
It's really cool. You need to do it once. It's offensively simple. I love that term.
Mike, I was the call for this was so fascinating because I talked to the founder. He's a former Navy SEAL.
Wow.
And what he said is that the people that get eliminated from the SEAL program as they advance, it's not a reflection of really their physicality. It's their mindset. And that's what this sets out to change. It changes your mindset so you can achieve goals and keep achieving those goals for the rest of your life based on this 10-month program. It was really cool.
Offensively simple, highly effective. See results that last a lifetime with Made For. Right now, Made For is offering our listeners 15% off your order with promo code TMOS. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you order an intro box or the full program. That's getmadeforit.com, promo code TMOS. Go to getmadefor.com. Let me make sure I've got that. Not Made For It.
No, Made
For. Getmadefor.com, promo code TMOS. That's getmadefor.com, and take control of your well-being. And use promo code TMOS for 15% off. That's getmadefor.com, promo code TMOS. We appreciate them, and I think you'll appreciate them as well. Let's open up the digital dumpster for today, Tuesday, with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Franny!
She's still in there.
She's still in there. I got her a bottle of water. I got her a sandwich. She's doing great. So Conan made it official last night. He's done at TBS, and he announced his date of departure.
We are winding down our TBS show. The plan is to reemerge on HBO Max sometime in the near future. Our last episode here at TBS will be on June 24th. We're going to be showing a lot of clips of our favorite moments from the last 11 years. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Conan is one of the talking heads on that late night show on CNN, that documentary we were talking about. His hair has gotten horrifying.
What is the prognosis for the HBO Max show? Do you know? Do you know what he's going to be up to? What
it's
he's
once
be
a
doing?
Week, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe Oscar is right. Yeah. I think it's more,
it's more
of
like a last week tonight type of...
more of the same.
And, more substance.
I'm sure that he'll have Andy with him. But you know, I always thought it was a weird fit on TBS. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem to work.
It was a graveyard. Yeah. I'm sorry. Nobody watched it.
But some of the best online bits.
Like, yeah, and they did a good job with their you can spend an evening watching Conan clips and really, really enjoy it. I still think when he went out in the field, there was something about his energy that was just spectacular because he's so damn tall. It was terrific. He's a brilliant guy. I'm glad he's not going away. That's good news.
All right. Not so brilliant are the people that run the audio for the House of Representatives here in Washington, D.C. There was a House subcommittee meeting yesterday that eventually had to go into a 22-minute recess because of a mix-up. They said it wasn't any congressman with playing something too loud at their house, but for a large portion of the subcommittee meeting, and no one seemed to notice it that was in the meeting, they were playing audio from the movie Galaxy Quest. And also, I watched that, but this was my favorite part. And why is this song even in the audio video center for the House of Representatives, Mike? They were playing The Village People while the lady was talking.
I also asked this committee to support full funding for two important hydropower incentive programs within the U.S. Department of Energy's Water Power Technologies Office and established through the Energy Policy Act of 2005. Section 242 created a hydropower
is she on
production
the floor
incentive
talking?
Program.
No, it's a Zoom meeting, so they're all in their offices. But for some reason, and it's not coming from an office, it's coming from the control room. The hub. And all I could think of is that there was some senator or some congressman that said, we really want to call attention to our fleet. Can you find this record? And so they've got some ancient cart, standing there in the plane.
But it's not sending to the actual panel, so they don't know it's on.
Yeah, so she's got that disco music behind her and doesn't realize it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's what's going on.
Your tax dollars at work. Very good.
I love when crazy people are allowed to be crazy. And this is a lady who reached out and struck a flight attendant on an American Airlines flight because the flight attendant did not voluntarily clear the trash from her tray. Mm-hmm. She didn't realize that sitting next to her was a law enforcement officer who cuffed her for the duration of the flight. And when she got off the flight, reporters knew about it and were questioning her. The way she answers the questions, this is just a good, crazy lady.
Why did you attack her?
I didn't hit a flight attendant.
You didn't hit her?
Nope.
Were you with anyone on the flight, Tanisha?
I'm not sure. Yes, I was. Jesus was with me, like he always is.
Jesus was with you?
Yes, sir.
How did the flight attendant get injured?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Take me back. What did you see on the plane? What happened?
On what plane?
The plane from Miami to JFK.
Oh, no, sir. I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
I don't know, sir. I was in the sky with Jesus.
You were in the sky with Jesus?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Well, why did you think they arrested you? I mean, they didn't arrest anybody else. Just
did somebody
you.
Arrest you, sir?
No, they haven't, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're just wondering why you were arrested.
No, I'm wondering why you were arrested.
I was wondering why you were arrested.
Okay, go. Enjoy the padded cell, lady.
Thank Mike, I was, in the sky with
the
Jesus.
Happy farm.
I was in the sky with Jesus.
I was in the sky with Jesus. Isn't so, that special?
I'm glad good. People are traveling by air again. That is your magic God. Audio ball, which we now call the digital dumpster. Have a good Tuesday,
know.
Everybody.
You know, that's one of my greatest fears, that I'll be on a plane with a Looney Tune. Like that. And it's not necessarily, you know, just being on a plane with somebody crazy. It's what I might do, you know? They're standing next to my
Why did you
or
eat
something.
My pretzels? Why did you eat your pretzels?
Did you eat your pretzels with Jesus?
I didn't even order pretzels. Help! We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. Thanks to everybody for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah!